David, your thoughts on tonight's highly dramatic, highly feisty League Cup tie here at Seaview?
Andy, I'm not going to lie, I'm gutted. I'm hugely disappointed we're out of a cup competition. So I feel as if probably lately, and probably Linfield fans are sort of, you know, they're disappointed that we're losing games and we're out of another cup competition. But personally, listen, I'm gutted, I'm down, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed for the players because I thought tonight it was a game that we were well in. I don't think there was too much in it. You know, the first goal is obviously crucial. We didn't get it with a few opportunities in the first half, but again, we don't take the lead. We don't nose in front, and you leave yourself open to, you know, the goal that they scored, and obviously what then happened in the second half of the game.
So many positives from tonight in terms of the effort, the commitment, the desire of your players, and you know, my own opinion was I thought we were actually the better team over the game. You know,
so listen, we lost the game, and say we can play as badly or play as good as we want, but we asked the players before the game that it's a cup competition, so we needed to find a way to win. We didn't tonight, and say we got punished.
And that's the disappointment, that it's another cup and it's another year when we haven't made progress in this particular cup, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. And again, at the minute we're losing games, and it's certainly not nice. Say I'm a proud person. My pride hurts. My pride is hurting at the minute. I feel beaten up at times, with not only with losing the games, but listen, there's probably only so much that we as a club and myself personally as a manager and the players can sort of reflect on and have a look back on. But some of the decisions that, you know, we find ourselves down to 10 men week in, week out. We couldn't play Josh Robinson tonight because of a deliberate stamp at Ballymallard when he was headbutted into the net. He was grabbed by the neck, and as he was releasing himself, the linesman has seen a deliberate stamp. I don't get it. When the referee, who was going to give the two players two yellow cards, the linesman steps in. The linesman, the fourth official, steps in. Their decision tonight, Raymond Heathering got the decision right with Cushley's red card. He then changes it by the influence where people are 40 yards away. So, listen, at the end of the day, nobody wants to hear sad stories. I don't. I hate it. I hate excuses, but you know what? I'm actually getting fed up. I'm fed up to the teeth with some of the things that I see go on at this club. And I say you and a lot of the supporters who will listen to me have been here a long time. They've seen some of the things. And people always say, IFA Linfield. Linfield got all the decisions. I've been here in 2.5 years, and I don't think I've ever come away from a game thinking we've edged that with a decision from a fourth official or a referee.
It's no consolation, but as we've seen last week, referees across the world are in for criticism at the moment.
You know, the country was in uproar last week with, you know, the FAI coming out with things, and the Northern Ireland supporters and everybody else, they're up in arms, and I can understand why, because the decision was a shocker, and ultimately at the end of the day it put Northern Ireland out of the World Cup. But you know, I seem to see this week in, week out, decisions going against this club. And you know what, I've had it up to my neck. I've had enough with some of the people who, When it's tough, listen, it's tough at the minute, we're losing games, I get that, and there's nobody more disappointed than myself, but sometimes we have to really, really be 120%. We're not going to be. Sometimes you need to dig in and you need to get through and you need to find a way. You know, it's not going to be, you know, attractive football all the time and winning 5-6-0. Tonight was a perfect. I thought we were the better team. I thought we done enough maybe to edge it. But if you don't, again, we didn't take the lead. And outside influences, again, I'm sick to the back teeth of it, to be honest, Andy.
And it's sad that a cracking cup tie that had everything, you know, and everybody's ended up talking about, again, decisions, which is taken away from the players, isn't it?
It's week in, week out. We come away and, you know, nothing ever seems to be done. I speak to assessors, I speak to them after games, I go in and speak to the referees and try and be as polite as I can at times. But a game with the players, if my players aren't doing their job, I need to tell them, because they're only going to improve if I tell them. If assessors are assessing the referees, or whoever's assessing the assessors, if the message isn't getting to these referees and officials that they're not doing their job correctly, they're never going to improve. They're going to continually make bad decisions on the pitch. And I say the other 11 teams in the league will certainly probably we all have bad decisions. but not on a week-to-week basis at the minute that I feel that this club's getting.
And week-to-week, the next one is Coleraine.
Yeah.
And the players, they'll be up for that one, all right, won't
they? Listen,
the
players, the players are hugely disappointed in there. And rightly so, because I feel for them tonight. At times, again, sometimes we've underperformed or underachieved, but I can't ask too much more from the players tonight. And they're going away, listen. You know, the club and the supporters and everybody else will be disappointed, but there's a big game now Saturday, Coleraine. We're still, and I'll make sure that the players, we'll be right up for the challenge come Saturday against Coleraine, and we need to narrow the gap, that's for sure.
They gave their all tonight, didn't get the rub of the green, and we go again, and all the best for Saturday.
Cheers, Andy, thank you.
Cheers.